Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Once more, friends, this is Tom Jeffrey speaking and bringing you the introductions to the acts on this Hollywood Spotlight review. First, our genial maestro, Phil Harris, then our troubadour of Hollywood, Larry Burke. Of course, the original Slow Brain to Arkansas is back with us, Bob Burns. And as a guest artist this time, we're going to hear from charming Gail Page. Well, Phil, let's turn the spotlight on you this time, and suppose you tell us what your opening number is going to be.
Let me tell you why a certain species of fish never come to the ocean surface. It's all because of that deep sea vamp, Minnie the Mermaid. And I sing with delight as I spend most tonight neath that billowy ocean with you. Last night I dreamed that I was down in the bottom of the sea, down in that salty water, and I met a maiden fair who had a cottage there. Of course, she didn't have it in her own name, but anyway, we had it. And she had a tale of a fish for a train, but oh, how that gal could entertain. And what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. Say, I lost all my troubles there amongst the bubbles. Why, she was just as sweet as she could be. And every night when those starfish came out, I hugged and kissed her so. Oh, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in her seaweed bungalow. Oh, down in her seaweed bungalow. Minnie was just as sweet as any girl possibly could be. Oh, but I don't know, that night there must have been something terribly wrong with me. And oh, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. Say, I lost all my morals there amongst the corals. Why, Minnie made a whale out of me. Y'all remember Father Neptune? Well, he even met Minnie. One day, that's just exactly why he stays down below. Oh, oh, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in her seaweed bungalow. Oh, down in her seaweed bungalow.
And here's the Hollywood troubadour, Larry Burke, with another of your favorites. All right, Larry.
I'll be faithful forever and ever, dear. I'll be faithful to you. I'll take your hand and guide you. I'll be faithful. You'll always be in my heart. Always love you, just as I do. There'll be no other lips, no other arms but you. I shall be faithful, faithful to you.
And now, here's our old friend Don Wilson in another interview with another old friend, Bob Burns. Bob's donned his favorite vaudeville makeup for this session, and we have the privilege of hearing him in his old blackface character, Brother Asthma. You know, folks, Bob used to be an ice man, but he was so slow that when he got where he was going, he had to sell the ice for bottled water. All right, Don and Bob.
Well, Asthma, tell me, how's the ice business with you?
Mr. Wilson, you know them electric refrigerators have done ruined my business. So I'm going to have to get out of it.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, Asthma?
Well, I ain't decided yet whether to get a job on a beer wagon or go back to preaching. You know, I think I'll try preaching first.
Well, now, Asthma, certainly you practice what you preach.
Yes, sir, that's what I want to do now. I want to go to practice now what I'm going to preach in the morning.
That's a good idea.
You know, I've been carrying that ice so long, it's going to take a long time for me to warm up to this preaching business, you know.
Well, Asma, go right ahead and preach your sermon.
Now then, brothers and sisters, I'm going to take my text this evening from those three great evils, wine, women, and song. Now then, song being the lessest of these evils, we're going to take that up first. Now, man come to me the other day, and he say, Brother Asthma, a crooner has just passed away. And I told him, I says, I've heard a whole lot of crooners that sounded like they was dying, but that's the first one that ever went through with it. Then that man say to me, he says, Brother Asthma, I wonder would you contribute $1 to help bury this crooner? Did I turn him down? I said, here's $6. Go bury 6 crooners. I'm glad to see that you all like crooners. Now let's take wine and women. Yeah, let's take wine and women. I wouldn't ask you all to take something I wouldn't take myself. Now then, it say here in the good book, look not on the wine when it is red. Now if it happened to be some of that 3 2/10% wine, the best it's going to be is a pale pink. Now then, when you get a hold of some wine, I want you brothers and sisters to think. I saw a man the other day, and he had a gallon of whiskey in his hand. And he looked at me with tears in his eyes. And he said, Brother Asthma, there's 1,000 reasons why I shouldn't drink this stuff, and I can't think of one of them. Now let me tell you what I've done. I took 2 bottles, and I filled those bottles full of worms. In one bottle, I put water. In the other bottle, I put whiskey. In the bottle where I put the water, the worms live. In the bottle where I put the whiskey, they die. Now then, when you people get a hold of some whiskey, I want you to think, and after thinking, if you come to the conclusion beyond a reasonable doubt that you are a worm, don't you drink it. Yes, sir. Now let's take woman. Take woman. Oh, I wish somebody would take mine. I married this woman with my eyes open and she closed them. I asked her for her hand and she put her foot down. And when she put her foot down, brothers and sisters, my face was under it. And that's why I say, take them words out of that marriage ceremony where it say love, honor, and obey.
Well, what words do you want to put in there, Asthma?
Stop, look, and listen.
Well, you may be right, Bob, but certainly not when we have the marvelous opportunity of meeting such a gorgeous little lady as Gail Page.
Be quiet. Don't you start a riot. He's smiling in his sleeve. Come on and take a peek at His Majesty, the baby. He's waking. Oh, what plans he's making. You may announce him now. Let everybody bow to His Majesty, the baby. Ladies stand in waiting. Here comes the king. Make way. They all stand there debating. What will His Highness say? He knows me. What a smile he shows me. We live at his command and kiss the tiny hand of His Majesty, the baby.
Oh, please be very quiet now.
Don't make any noise or you're liable to start a riot. Look at him, smiling in his sleep.
Oh, that's all right. You can take a peek. That's His Majesty. His Majesty the baby. Look at him now. See, he's waking. Oh, my. Great big plans he's making. Well, you might as well announce him now and let everybody bow to His Majesty. I mean His Majesty the baby. The court ready? The ladies standing waiting? All right, then. Here comes the king. Everybody make way. The court seems to be debating. Maybe I'd better ask him. What will His Highness say? Look. Look, see? He knows me. What a smile he shows me. We'll live at his command and kiss the tiny hand of His Majesty, my baby.